A man pulled me aside 2 nights ago from Cornerstone after we had our reunion, and he was full of excitement and joy. And he was like, "Father Francis, I need to talk to you. After I went to that retreat, my life has completely changed. The things that used to bother me, the little things that used to annoy me, no longer bother me." And he continued to say, "It seems as though I am trusting more of what God is doing in my life." He said, "I'm thankful not only for the good things, but even the little things that don't go my way, because I am growing as a man of God." And he walked away with so much joy and full of spirit. And it was exciting to see, because for this man, it seemed as though there were endless possibilities to what he can do because of this new discovery of this attitude of gratitude. Last week, I had the opportunity of visiting our school kids after the 8 a.m. Mass. And you see it with the little children. And I asked them, "What are you thankful for?" And they're like, I know. "I love my family, and I love my dad and my mom and our little doggy." And it's so beautiful to see that. But I think life has a way of taking away this attitude of gratitude from us, right? Just talk to a person who has lost a loved one. Just talk to a person who's been diagnosed with a terminal illness, or someone who has gone through a financial reversal. Sometimes we could even talk ourselves out of the good things that God wants to do in our life. "I'm never gonna get better. My marriage is never gonna experience joy. My kids are never gonna graduate." And when we speak these words of negativity, we bring life to these things. And so people start out just like the kids, full of excitement and joy. And when life kicks in, it turns them around, and they go into this life of darkness and hopelessness. But I believe that God never intended for any of us to go through life like that. God wants us to have full of joy, to have bounce in our step, and to have an attitude of gratitude, as we heard in all of the readings. What do you think would happen to your life if you were to keep a journal of all the blessings that happen to you on a daily basis? And I'm not talking about just the big blessings. I'm talking about the ability to wake up and see the sunrise and the sunset as the sun sets here at Redondo Beach. To be able to experience that goodnight kiss from your son or from your daughter. Or to see a man who's 70 or 80 years old walking down the beach with his wife and just enjoying life. I've learned that gratitude is not only in the good things, but also in the trust, as this man said, that God is transforming everything that is happening in our life. It's being able to see far in advance, looking ahead and saying, if God can part the Red Sea, if God can cure the lepers, as we heard in today's gospel, if God has done all these things in the past, then I must trust that God can work miracles in my life. When you write down all the blessings that happen in your life on a regular basis, then you begin to discover that you are perfectly loved. See, gratitude, or an attitude of gratitude, is living as if everything were a miracle. And it's that continual trust that God will always hold you in the palm of his hands. So this attitude of gratitude shifts your focus from what you don't have to what you already have in abundance right now in your life. So for a brief moment, let me give you a quick test. Imagine for a moment that you were to lose your sight, right? And you were to lose your ability to speak and your ability to walk, and anything that is giving you comfort in your life. Now imagine your sight coming back to you. Imagine your ability to walk coming back to you. Imagine your ability to enjoy life coming back to you. Your spirit will be full of gladness. And that's what it is that we celebrate today, is giving thanks to God for all the wonderful things that He has done for us. In one of the visits that I did at the school, one kid asked me, "So Father Francis, what is it that you are thankful for, huh? And then I thought, and I paused, and there's so many things that I'm thankful for. And I think some of these things are very obvious. One of them is having the opportunity to minister with our wonderful pastor, Monsignor Michael Myers. Right? It's just such a great experience. I'm also thankful for our wonderful DJ, Deacon Juan, short for, right? For having him here. And just to have our retired priest, Father Jim, I don't know if he's here, but he's so funny and his great sense of humor that just adds life to the community and the life at our house. But you know, I'm also thankful to all of you because we don't have a church if you're not here. And so the kids that are here, the parents, I want you to start that habit. When you go home tonight, it doesn't mean that when you're thankful to God that everything is going to go your way. But when you write down on a journal what you're thankful for, you're going to find that your life will be uplifted by God. After everything is said and done, I realize that some of you go through challenges. But my late father, he used to tell me when I was growing up, my dad was always smiling. And I remember I would eat breakfast and cereal and I would have this frown on my face. And my dad used to say, "Son, just smile." And I'm like, "Why?" He said, "Enjoy life. And when you learn to smile, then the world smiles with you." Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, then maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. If you just light up your face with gladness, hide every face of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll see the sun come shining through. If you just smile. As we celebrate this beautiful Thanksgiving, believe that there's no illness, no person, nothing that will keep you from accomplishing the mission that God has entrusted to you as long as you stay in faith, as long as you have this attitude of gratitude, and as long as you learn to smile. Amen? At this point, we'll come and bless the food and good things that God has bestowed upon us. Loving Father, you are the source of all goodness. We thank you for the gift of life, for the family that we have, and even for the things that help us grow in virtue, in love, and patience. We ask you to bless the food, the bread and wine that are here present, that they may serve as a reminder of your fidelity and faithfulness to us. Allow the families today to gather with joy and with a spirit of gratitude. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.